Imagine receiving an urgent call from your boss while preparing for a critical presentation. When you protest about interviewing candidates, they respond, "There is nothing more important to your success than hiring great people. Nothing." This wisdom became the foundation of Lou Adler's revolutionary approach to hiring. The traditional hiring process is fundamentally flawed. We hire people based on their ability to get a job rather than their ability to do the job. Studies show interviewers typically form opinions within the first 90 seconds of meeting candidates, with 75% of decisions influenced by these initial impressions. The remainder becomes an exercise in confirmation bias, seeking information that validates our gut feelings rather than objectively assessing capability. This flawed approach leads to two critical errors: hiring articulate candidates who interview well but deliver mediocre results, and rejecting candidates who interview poorly but would excel in the actual role. The correlation between interviewing skills and job competency is virtually non-existent, with studies showing less than a 0.2 correlation coefficient. Top performers in technical fields often struggle with self-promotion, while natural communicators may lack technical depth. The solution? Wait at least 30 minutes before making any decision about a candidate, a simple rule that can reduce snap judgments by 40%. Traditional job descriptions focus on what candidates must have: degrees, experience, skills, while performance profiles describe what candidates need to accomplish. This shift transforms hiring from a matching exercise to a performance prediction process. Rather than requiring 5 years of accounting experience and a CPA, a performance profile specifies complete Sarbanes-Oxley reporting by Q2, or reduce month-end closing time from 5 to 3 days while maintaining 99.9% accuracy. Organizations implementing this approach see significant results. HealthEast Care System reduced turnover and saved over $2 million annually, while Atlassian saw a 50% reduction in time to hire and improved retention. The final profile should contain 6 to 8 prioritized SMARTY objectives: specific, measurable, action-oriented, results-based, time-bound, and exciting, that guide the entire hiring process. Performance profiles also support diversity by broadening criteria without compromising quality. Instead of requiring specific credentials, profiles focus on deliverables like lead a strategic transformation initiative that increases department efficiency by 30%. This approach reduces unconscious bias by centering discussions on concrete results rather than subjective assessments of experience or background. Top performers evaluate opportunities based on long-term growth rather than immediate benefits like salary or location. Their 5 key decision criteria in order of importance. 1. Job match, challenging work that enables growth. 2. Hiring manager, leaders who can mentor toward goals. 3. Team quality, strong potential colleagues. 4. Company, connection between the job and important company initiatives. 5. Compensation, only primary when exceptionally high or low. Employee referral programs should be the core of every sourcing strategy, consistently outperforming all other methods. Make these programs proactive by asking employees to identify the best people they've worked with. For effective job ads, ensure they're findable through search engine optimization and feature compelling content focused on career growth rather than requirements. 4 common characteristics define top performers: strong self-motivation through hard work, ability to motivate others, including peers and superiors, achievement of comparable results to what's needed, and real-time problem-solving skills for job-relevant challenges. The most revealing interview approach combines 2 questions. First, of all the things you've accomplished in your career, what stands out as most significant? Now, could you tell me all about it? Through detailed fact-finding about this accomplishment, an interviewer can learn 65 to 75% of everything needed for an accurate hiring decision. The key is peeling back layers through specific questions about challenges overcome, results obtained, and team dynamics. The second question assesses thinking abilities. If you were to get this job, how would you solve, describe a typical problem? This creates a realistic work discussion, revealing how candidates approach challenges. Top performers demonstrate ability to anticipate job needs, identify problems quickly, develop implementation plans, and determine necessary resources. Most hiring decisions suffer from confirmation bias, collecting evidence to support preconceived judgments rather than objectively evaluating candidates. To overcome this, implement a systematic assessment process. Evaluate candidates against performance profiles. Limit complete yes-no voting rights. Assess candidates using formal tools across key success predictors. Conduct team debriefings and require specific examples rather than gut feelings. The performance-based interviewing process uses a 10-factor candidate assessment template, rating candidates on a 1-to-5 scale across 5 competency levels. A crucial aspect is avoiding level 2 candidates, those who interview well but underperform once hired. These candidates may be technically competent but lack motivation or change their attitudes after joining. During debriefings, all hiring team members discuss candidates using completed assessment templates. The process begins by soliciting only positive information, starting with the lowest-ranking team member. Each factor is discussed individually, with interviewers providing evidence-based justification for their rankings. Superficial evaluations are disregarded, and no votes require stronger justification than yes votes to prevent dismissal of qualified candidates. Effective recruiting is crucial. Without it, previous hiring efforts are wasted when top candidates decline. Two key principles apply. Never make a formal offer until verbally accepted, preventing candidates from shopping around, and provide a compelling future vision that overshadows the past, preventing counteroffers. To attract top talent, offer a 30% total increase distributed across job stretch, 15%, a bigger role now, job growth, 5 to 10%, future opportunities, and compensation, 5 to 10%. This approach shifts focus from money to opportunity. End first interviews with promising candidates positively. Although we're seeing other fine candidates, I'm very impressed with your background. What are your thoughts now about this position? This creates perceived competition, provides affirmation, and reveals their interest level while surfacing concerns. Never present formal offers until all aspects have been agreed upon. Once extended, the power dynamic shifts. The candidate becomes the buyer and the company the seller. Stay vigilant even after acceptance, as the best candidates always have multiple opportunities. Despite technological advances, most companies struggle with talent acquisition. A USA Today/Gallup poll found 59% of managers cite finding and training good people as their top challenge. While executives claim hiring top talent is essential, few match rhetoric with action. Being truly talent-centric means managers meet candidates at inconvenient times, as they would customers, conduct exploratory meetings with promising candidates without excessive approvals, and invest as much in recruitment materials as in product marketing. Reactive hiring leads to compromise. Instead, forecast needs 6 to 12 months ahead, with rolling quarterly workforce plans accounting for growth, internal movements, turnover, and retirements. The hiring system requires 4 essential rules. Prepare performance profiles before approving requisitions. Use performance-based interviewing techniques. Complete group assessments during formal debriefings, and never hire level 2s. The key shift is from evaluating a candidate's ability to get the job to assessing their ability to do the job. Remember, hire smart or manage tough, because no amount of management can overcome a preventable hiring mistake. Your organization's future depends not just on who you hire, but how you hire them.